You're gonna have to be gentle.
No.
We're gonna have to go very slow. Oh.
Get ready for an hour of comedy that hits the G spot.
I'm single and I am railing dicks left, right, center right now.
This is a safe space for anyone who's horny for comedy.
I've come making out with a girl.
The sun may be going down, but we are heating things up.
I need jizz. I need semen.
You know what's funny about sex?
Everything. Okay, if a butthole and a penis were in a fire, and you could only save one of them, which are you saving?
I'd probably save a penis.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But that poor butthole. Welcome to After Hours with Zach Noni Towers.
Wow.
Okay, don't look at me like that.
I'm taking these headphones off.
Yeah, me too.
Because that, I'm too busy clutching my pearls right now.
We're raw dogging this episode.
Wow, I should have known your intro would be dirty.
I am so excited to have you, Fortune Feimster, on this episode of After Hours.
Zach Noni Towers, I'm so honored to be here.
Although
I'm a virgin.
Are you?
Yeah.
From all holes?
All holes. Two of the three.
And maybe listeners don't know this, Fortune was an instrumental part of, I say this show happening.
Of your life?
I think you are one of the mothers of this show.
Me?
Yeah. A teen mom.
Well, I saw something in this little baby bird.
Mm. Quack, quack. I'm no duck.
You're the bird. You're the bird. You're the bird, duck. Who came into our show, my show with Tom Papa. Early on, you sat in a chair right across from me. And I said, who is this little twink?
Who kept saying, hell yeah.
You kept saying, hell yeah. You don't do that anymore.
I've calmed down a little.
Yeah. You were very excited, but I liked your energy. Your energy speaks to me. And so then I said, I want more of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you referred me to Jeff Lewis.
Yeah. We kept having you on our show, and you got like more comfortable being on the radio. And then I was doing Jeff's show quite a bit, and he was using the frequent people, same people.
Yeah.
And I was like, he needs a funny comedian. And I just thought you'd be a really good fit. And now I told him, I texted him, and I said, listen, I'm careful in who I refer.
Oh, sure.
Because he's very particular.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to be the person that's like, use this person. And he's like,
a nightmare.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
That never lets you live it down.
Of course.
So you have to be very careful. Mm-hmm. So you were a coveted recommendation. And I texted him. I said, he's so funny. You're going to love him. I said, he is dirty.
Dirty.
He's very dirty. I said, you'll get a kick out of that personally. But for your show.
Might be too much.
It might be too much. And you'll have to tell him to tone it down. Mm-hmm. And you came out hot.
I did.
And he told you to tone it down.
Yes, I did.
And now you're on like every other week.
Thick as thieves.
He even did this show.
He did, which is crazy.
And he does no one's show.
I didn't know that until after the fact.
Yeah.
And he was really kind and open, and it was really fun.
Yeah, so I, and also you've done a lot of opening for me this tour.
Oh my gosh, which has been one of my favorite parts of our growing friendship.
Aww.
Is being on the road with you.
It's been so fun.
Such a good hang.
Oh, you too.
You're grounding, and I feel comfortable, and we can be in silence, or we can talk the whole time, and it feels very, like, natural.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been in the car together for long rides where we've chatted a lot, and then also just listened to some tunes.
Yeah. And I started selling merch after your shows. I've always been too, like, embarrassed to sell merch, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Just like, I know
you didn't
want to
look like you were trying too much.
Yeah. But I cleaned up. Your fans overpaid me for the stickers I was selling.
And I was very invested in this. And
so invested.
Every night at the end of the show, I said, Zach, how much did you make? Like, I was so pumped when they were like
hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Very exciting.
So yeah, I encourage Zach to be his best self, because you should be.
You're a great influence on me.
Well, listen, it's my pleasure. I feel like I'm 100 years old. Like, well, no, I know. We're like, my day.
We're 3 years apart.
Here's how I did it when I was in the biz.
Hey, listen, no matter what the age, I take notes from Taylor Tomlinson all the fucking time. I've got 8 years
She's
on her.
30 and killing it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You said the word pleasure.
Oh, I did not. I didn't even clock that I said that. By the way, this radio show is brought to you by Celsius.
Don't you dare. What do you get a sponsorship?
Zach's not getting a dime from them.
Celsius will not return my DMs, so I'm embarrassed.
But we are just plugging this just in case.
Tell us what you told us about the drink.
Well, okay.
Say it. Verbatim.
It's the best drink I've ever had and maybe the worst drink I've ever had. My taste buds don't know yet which way they're going.
Sure.
But I think it's refreshing.
It's refreshing, and also if you have
a lot's going on in here.
If you have a caffeine monster inside of you, it will start to gobble, gobble, gobble.
What does that mean?
Like it has caffeine in it.
Oh, like I'm going to be like... Because I have coffee in this hand and Celsius in the other hand.
Double fisted. Oh no, you're really going back and forth.
I can't wait for Celsius to contact me. They were like, we love that you're on the fence and we would like for you to be a sponsor.
How do we drop that worst drink
and you're like,
you've ever had?
You're like, this is my favorite drink of all time. I would love for Celsius to sponsor me. And I'm like, I'm not sold yet.
Send me some more flavors. They send you a crate of each. Meanwhile, I'm going through your garbage looking for like dented cans of Celsius.
Isn't
it
life grand?
A great penis size.
I wouldn't know. Is this the size of a penis?
It's just like this would be like a very like intimidating but quality ding-a-ling.
Okay. Oh, you would be happy with this.
I would be intimidated.
This seems like a lot to me.
I mean, wouldn't this seem like a lot? I don't think it's like the size actually in your case.
Yeah.
I think it's just the presence.
Right, right, right.
But we are going to do like a really fun, does anyone not know you who's listening to this? Can
tell
I get a show of hands?
Tell them. I'm sure there are some gays out there that don't know.
We can talk
about
again.
My acting career again. Yeah,
star of FUBAR opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, Arnold's the star. I am a co-star.
I said opposite.
That's true.
And you're a star.
Thanks, baby.
Mm-hmm. FUBAR soon to be a season two, and by soon, by I mean like it's been greenlit.
Up.
Yeah. That's so exciting. You have two specials on Netflix.
Yes.
Good Fortune and Sweet and Salty, mm-hmm. and soon to be Live, Laugh, Love. Is that what it's going to
be
called?
No, I'm going to name it something else.
Biscuits.
No, that is a good one.
I'm so sorry.
But I don't know.
Biscuits.
I'm working on titles.
Sure.
The whole special goes back and forth between being about my wife and my mother.
Oh, right.
So I don't know if there's like
maybe it's husband material.
Husband material. Interesting. Maybe. You never know.
Oh, my God.
I was toying around with the word taken, but I don't know.
Like Liam Neeson?
Did you think of Liam Neeson? Let me write on husband material. It does confuse people. They're like, is that a man or a woman? I don't know. I'm a woman. I'm all woman, baby.
And I'm actually not, which is a shocker to some people.
And they hear, yeah!
Like, that's got to be the girl one, and that's
girl,
the boy one.
I'm over here like,
hey, Celsius, disgusting, but okay.
It leaves a weird aftertaste in my mouth, but also I'm just full of caffeine.
I really did bottom out on these, but I'm back.
You bottomed
out? Oh my gosh!
Oh my
look
God!
At you.
So you're already rubbing off on me. Rub. This show's just full of puns.
We're gonna actually use AI to supercut you giving the dirtiest response.
Oh no!
It's gonna be like jerk me off.
No, I don't talk like that.
Well,
I'm sparse in my dirty talk. I have moments of it.
I was gonna say, well, we are gonna do like a really fun, light, jovial version of this show.
Okay, good.
But I am curious to know, because you're such a prolific comedian.
I thought you were about to say pro-life.
You famously carried all of your babies to term. I
actually. And Kate plus eight over here.
I'm adding that to your Wikipedia immediately.
Fortune plus a ton of children.
Tons of fortune. How, because you are not a sweet baby angel necessarily on stage. Mm-hmm. You have some like adult content.
I have a few little adult things, but nothing egregious.
No.
I use cuss words to emphasize funny.
Yes.
Not to just be like, blah, fucking this, and blah, blah, that. I do like the word titties. So I'm not,
that word.
So like a clean comic wouldn't say that. I'm not dirty and I'm not clean. I'm like in the middle, like, but but erring more towards clean than dirty.
I think you might be naughty sometimes.
I'm a naughty girl. Well, I'm not like a prude, right? Mm-hmm. But also, I'm not a prude, but also I'm boring.
In a sexual way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people relate to that.
Yeah.
And like that it's not, sex occupies a lot of my mind, but it doesn't.
We know.
I walked
you
right
were
into
like
that.
Sex forward.
Well, and I was talking to some other comedians about this, people like Nikki Glaser and Joel Kim Booster. Mm-hmm. And we were saying how we're not even necessarily like horny, mm-hmm. we're just fascinated by sex.
By sex, like, interesting.
Because I think these people aren't talking about it a lot, so it's like, we want to know, like, what's going on.
Well, you make me clutch my pearls in that you are very graphic and you're talking about it, and I don't mind, like, sex is like, whatever, it's part of, you know, there's sex everywhere.
Reproduction.
I used to love watching, what is it called?
Loveline?
Taxi Cab Confessions.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I was fascinated by this stuff. Like, my grandma had HBO before. Like, it was like, ooh, they've got
a thing,
HBO. Like,
yes.
That was like high class.
They paid like $19.99 a month mm-hmm. or something.
And she was older, so she'd fall asleep on her little chaise lounge. And my uncle would be in the room behind me, so I would move the chair to be in front of the television and turn it down and
to like volume one or two.
Yeah, and listen to all the people in Vegas getting these cabs and talk about sex. And I was like, whoa, what is this? So I was like always intrigued.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that was natural too. I remember that day and age. And it's so funny to think of television now, especially HBO, where it was just like, this is on at this time. And if you miss it, you miss it.
You miss it. And all the dirty stuff or sex stuff was like at 1 a.m.
Yes.
It could not be on before midnight.
No.
And I loved, there was another one. I feel like there was another one around that time that was sex related.
There was Real Sex.
Real Sex. I watched Real Sex. Fascinated by that.
Fascinated.
Loved that. But I grew up, you know, pretty sheltered in that it was a small town.
Yeah.
In the South. Christian forward. My household was not like a fire and brimstone Baptist kind of place.
Sure.
Like we were not like prudes about things, but it just wasn't, you know, something we
not forward. So like there wasn't a big dialogue about sex in your household.
No. No one had to have the sex talk with me because no one was worried that I was having sex. They're like, we got some time. I'm like, why won't anyone take me to the football game? My mom's like, we're good. So yeah, I never had the sex talk.
Do you remember your first, like, wait, how long have you known, you identify as lesbian?
Yes.
Okay.
Versus what? What would be
know.
The, what are my options?
Queer. Sometimes people, I don't want to say gay because some people like don't.
No, I don't mind. Some people don't like the word lesbian. I think it's fun.
Wait, why don't people like the word lesbian?
I don't know. They like don't identify it as lesbian, right? It's
just because they're being annoying.
Okay. But I'm like, yeah, I'm a big old les. I'm old school.
I'm a gay. I'm a fag, if I'm being honest.
Oh, I don't ever think of you as I never say fag.
Treat yourself.
No!
I'll go on record as saying Fortune Feature can
yourself.
Say fag.
I mean, being in the gay community, there is some license there, but I just don't go around.
Totally. And that's why I say treat yourself. Maybe on holidays or something.
I guess the closest would be like saying fag hag.
Sure. which people don't like that term anymore.
Oh, really?
Because I think probably the presence of the word fag, and now they're not liking the word
hag. And they don't
hag
like a
either.
Hag. I always refer to myself as an old hag. So.
Fruit fly is one that people have thought is kind of cute and funny.
Oh,
because they fly around
that.
Fruits.
Okay.
And they're annoying.
If fruit's not okay with calling someone a fruit. Okay. No, I can't.
Homosexual
companion. I can't keep up.
No, I was gonna say you are a lesbian.
Yes. Thank you for putting some emphasis on that.
How long have you known that about yourself?
Probably my whole life, but didn't come out till I was 25.
Okay.
But genuinely did not know. Before that.
So, but what then, can you tell me what your first crushes were? Like, did you have celebrity crushes or IRL crushes?
A couple of different, they manifested in different ways. First, sexy moment on a movie that I clocked was Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, I know. For alligators are sexy, let me tell you. And I'm not referring to him, Paul Hogan. Is that his name?
Is that his name? Is he one of the Hogans?
He's... No. Is he of the Hulk family?
Don't
how
they have,
gay you are. Don't is they have... he related to Hulk?
That is not the craziest question. They have the same, skin tone
there
and hair color.
Many Hogans in the world, not all related to Hulk. I was intrigued by the moment where she was in a white bathing suit, the pretty blonde lady.
Sure.
And she went down by the river and bent over and... They really took some cinematic moments with her in this bathing suit.
I've noticed they do that to women a lot in cinema.
Yeah, they really objectify us. I'm like, why do I not have more close-ups? And that kind of made me go, but again, it wasn't it's hard to explain in this world of technology and Instagram, social media, YouTube. How sheltered and naive we were from this greater type of thing like the gay community, gay culture, gay feelings.
Of course.
Identifying as something, seeing yourself in other things. It just wasn't as prevalent. You kind of just were like all the other people in your town. However they acted, you kind of acted. I definitely was like, whoa, this is something. But never thought of it in terms of gay.
Yeah.
Or me being gay or me liking.
Sure.
I just thought it was kind of like this feeling that existed up here.
Uh-huh.
And as another entity, almost.
There's also this thing about because I grew up similarly in that you only knew what the people around you knew.
Yeah.
And what the TV shows maybe showed you.
Mm-hmm.
So information was not flying around left and right. But there's is this what people feel? Is everyone this lukewarm about girls?
Yeah.
I had to ask myself, and turns out they're not.
Right.
Some people are scalding hot about girls.
Yeah. Oh, here's the bathing suit. It's actually black, a black bathing suit. But look at that booty right there.
They really did the high waist. Is that high waisted?
Yeah, which is popular now, but at the time that was very scandalous.
That is scandalous. That's whole ass
That's whole ass, but girls now wear that, but back then no one wore that. And so that was a big deal. Seeing all that ass right there.
That's the whole if she were a rotisserie chicken, that
would be the whole chicken.
The whole, the meaty leg part.
Yeah.
The best part.
Yeah, so that one was an awakening. I had a major crush, but again, it's a crush in the terms of, not me. I cannot begin to describe this, but it's this feeling existed up here outside of me.
Sure.
Of I watched Sandra Bullock in While You Were Sleeping.
Oh.
And she was the ultimate girl next door, cute, funny.
Lifesaver.
I was like, this is the perfect woman. And I had a crush as this other thing loves this person.
Yeah.
So that was a big moment for me. And what I love that movie of all movies. Like, what? It's so weird.
No, it's great. That was like a formative piece of media.
Yeah, because she was just kind of like, hey, I'm just working the New Jersey Transit. Like, give me your money. You know, like, I don't know, something very innocent about it. But then she's lying. I love that. and then definitely had like kind of crushes on some like female teachers, but in a very, again, like you I admire them.
Yeah.
Yeah. From like, hey, do you have a boyfriend? Like, you just want to know any personal information about your teacher. And they're like, that's none of your business. It's... And you're like, you're right.
It must be so creepy. I was like, not a kiss ass, but I was like, I'd bring the teacher like something and like, how eerie.
I love talking to my teacher. I love, but listen, I loved all, I love so, I was always obsessed with teachers. I love teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, from all ages, men, women, I had a lot of respect for teachers.
What's that all about?
I don't know. I just would always talk to them. I'd stay after school and chat with them.
I guess they're probably some of the smarter people around.
Yeah, they, and they, and a lot of them took to me. They like saw something in me and they were real champions of me. A lot, I have a lot of teachers I can look back to thinking like they really guided me and encouraged me in a time where I really needed it.
Yeah.
So I was very drawn to teachers anyway. But if there was like a cute young teacher, I was like, what's up, girl? You know? But in a very, like, distant...
I'm picturing, like a very tiny version of you, but, like, the same.
What's
up, girl?
And, yeah, so that was always, like, a little linger thing. And then there was some... I joke about it in stand-up. My very first stand-up joke that, like, took off was Last Comic Standing. I said, you know, I didn't come out till I was 25. My mom was always confused because I was very intense about certain friends. And
one of my favorite bits, maybe of all time.
And I said, my mom said, I don't understand why you get so upset when your friend Michelle goes out on a date with a guy. And I was like, because she's my best friend. And that like kind of sums up all of those feelings. I had such angst and intensity towards a couple of friends where I was like, what is this? Why am I devastated that they're on a date right now? You know what I mean?
Totally. Like,
and I really just thought at the time, this is just what a good friend I am.
Like,
I was always going, he's not good enough for you. And they were like, God, you like just met him. And I had like, I shit on every guy any of those girls liked. It was not my best.
I did the same thing with my best girlfriends would date hot guys at school, and I definitely try to break them up.
Yeah.
For what purpose? I really don't
know. We just wanted all of their attention. That was a thing. You're like, I'm desperate to have all of your love and attention.
Sure.
I was like, one girl was like, we were writing notes to each other all the time. Like, so gay.
She was gay baiting you.
She was gay baiting, but I don't know what happened. I don't know where she is in life now, but I don't think she's gay, but we were like leaving notes on each other's car. Like,
it was intimate.
It was intimate.
Oh, on each other's car?
I had a lot of intimate friendships.
Now? Are we
intimate? No, now it's all very normal friendships because I've been out for a long time, so I know how to be a normal friend. But like I was like, you know, I joked about this. I was like lotioning my friend's arms. Like,
as you do.
It was like a way to touch skin.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got that release. And,
yeah, like I'm being a good friend, making sure you're hydrated. I'm like, but again, not really identifying what this was.
Sure. It was just floating in the ether.
Yeah, just like, I'm just really close to my friends.
I wanted you to say God for some reason.
And God. Our God, it's an awesome God, he reigns.
Okay, so what is it like?
Celsius.
Celsius. Wash it down with some fucking coffee with a splash of oat milk. No, not a gargle.
I can't wait to be their new sponsor.
I will
Come over to my house and drink, drink some of my Celsius.
Okay. What is it like to date Fortune Feaster?
It's not great.
And we do have Jax in another room.
She's me answering separately. Well, I've had a journey with it. It's been such a journey. Because I didn't come out till I was 25, I was like very scared and intimidated by of women for like the few years following that. Like I was very a bumbling idiot on dates. I fumbled things. I spilled coffee, like that quintessential dork on dates. Lack confidence. Anytime I was at a place, I assumed a girl, if she was looking my way, was looking at someone behind me. I just had no confidence in that world. So my first few years of being out were still kind of liking those unattainable people, the straight girls that, sure. You know, you're used to that push-pull that can't really have this person.
They breadcrumb you with a little bit of affection.
They're like still lotioning arms.
Like, oh, I wish Brad would lotion me like you do, Fortune.
Yeah, or they would always, I had a lot of girls tell me in my lifetime, if only you were a guy, I would like be with you in a second. And that's like the worst thing you could say to a person, a gay person.
That's the thing.
Because I don't want to be a guy and I can't, that's not my journey. And so you're just sort of like, what's wrong with me? It gives you that what's wrong with me feeling. So those years of my 20s were totally wasted, just wasted because I was dating like you do when you're 16. I had to make all those mistakes in my 20s that you get to make in high school. So they weren't fun. It was not a fun time. I really found my stride-ish from like 30 to 35. Mm-hmm. That's when I was more confident. People were more interested.
Also career. Did you see any sort of that, like as you got?
I did get on television. Yeah. That does help.
I didn't even mean like as in like attracting more people, but like as you felt more comfortable and confident in your path, you probably also were like,
I've never been more desired by people than I have been since I've been married.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't care anymore. You're confident. You're like, I'm not looking for this. I don't want it. Not that people are like throwing themselves at me, but I'm the best version of what I would have been.
Sure.
At this point, dating wise. Obviously, I'm not looking for that. But yeah, from even early 30s, I was still making some mistakes, like dating the wrong people that we're never going to commit. LA's a tough place to date. It's a lot of people who kind of treat you like you'll do for now kind of thing. They're always looking for the next best
thing. Everyone's main character energy.
Yeah, they're like, the grass is always greener. So I was always like, so dating was like tough. I finally enjoyed it the last couple years before I met Jax, where I was dating some like nice people, but that just weren't right for me. You know, there was nothing bad about either of us. We just weren't compatible in that way, whatever the case was. And then I think I hit peak confidence, peak comfortable with myself when I met Jax.
Yeah.
And so dating me, I think, was like before I met Jax would have been like, like, I'm fun, I think, and obviously I think I'm funny. I would care about people and be very thoughtful people.
Did you have go-to dates, like first dates, second dates, third dates?
Did I have a go-to? No, it was always like, it was pretty simple, like let's go to dinner kind of thing.
Okay.
It's usually dinner or drinks or something like that. But again, I kind of needed people to give me an indication that they were interested. And once I knew that, then I could be comfortable.
That might be the scariest part of any interaction, feeling out if they want to spend time with you in a different way than how you've maybe already spent time together.
Which can be good and bad. Sometimes you have people going, you, and you're like, okay. And they're like totally the wrong person, right? But because they liked you, you're like, well, I guess they liked me, so let's.
That's the point there.
And then
there.
Like a year later, I'm like, what am I doing? Jax was nice because we're on the same page like right away. We both liked each other and both let each other know There was no games.
Love that.
And that was my favorite part about meeting her and dating her.
No nonsense.
No nonsense, no games. Never had to like second guess, am I texting too much? Am I saying too much? It was a nice feeling.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. And she's still in my head a no nonsense.
She's a no nonsense gal, yeah.
And like hard to impress. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even as her wife, still hard to impress.
She's like, you're like the renewed FUBAR. And she's like, one season?
She keeps my feet firmly planted on the ground. I don't get too full of myself. Yeah, she's a no-nonsense gal. So if she tells me she likes something or that I did something good or something's funny, I know she means it.
Yeah, she's not kissing
butt.
Yeah,
she's not blowing smoke up this girl's tish. which is good. I mean, you always hear that people's worst enemy in this business is a bunch of yes people around them, right? People just be like, no, everything you do is great. You're making no mistakes.
You don't have a problem with cocaine.
Yeah.
People are boring.
Yeah. So she's definitely, it's good.
Can you talk? I know you, I would not ask you personal questions about you and Jax, but like, do you guys have date nights? Like, do you make a concentrated like effort to like go do dates?
I'll say date night, even on a night where it's not really a date.
It's like, ordering in and like...
Like last week we went to the Improv for this like party to celebrate. Oh,
yeah,
you were there.
I was there, yeah.
And I go, date night. And it's like, not no. a date night. It is work. But luckily the work is fun. There's, a gathering, but... but they're not like date nights in the sense of like I'm buying flowers and, you know,
putting on a tux.
Yeah. It's like, I'll make a reservation and we'll go to a nice place.
Cute.
That'd be like, we'll do that.
That's enough.
And occasionally we'll pop up to like Napa and do some wine tastings. That's like, I have to make sure to like carve out like a proper trip or vacation that is not work related.
Impossible as a comedian.
Very hard to do because when you are not on the road, all you want to do is be home on your couch doing nothing. But you do have to remember that this other person in your life
doesn't
do that and wants to live life and feel like a normal human. So you have to try to be a normal human for a minute.
Pretend to be regular.
I do need to work on... It's hard. We've been together 9 years. Romance does sort of fly out the window at some point.
Of course.
Because you're like washing dishes together. Yeah.
It's a different dynamic.
Yeah. You're like, you know, you see each other in the times that aren't sexy. So to keep that romance alive is difficult. But what I like about it is that we both love each other's company. And I never am like dreading going home, which I always was like my biggest fear in finding a relationship or being in a relationship was what if I get to the point where I don't want to go home? Because my parents were like that. Mm. And they hated being around each other. The home was not happy. And I was like, I don't want that. And I was like, I will be single for the rest of my life before I have that. Yeah. So I like that I am never...
Dreading
going home.
And that's the most romantic
thing
I've ever
heard. I mean, honestly, but it is in the like, no, this is what a real, like, I really did, in the beginning, I thought of relationships of what the movies tell you they're supposed to be. The passion and the this and the that, and it's whimsical. And it is like, can
sexy.
You stand being around this person? You know what I mean? It's a little simpler than... The movies make it out to be.
I've yet to get past a year.
Well, you don't want it, though.
I don't want it.
So,
although I talked to, again, Joel Kim Booster, who like was very much saying things I've said.
Really?
And he's like, now he's met someone who he is sure he's going to marry.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, you just never. You never know.
Yeah.
Jax claims she never wanted to get married. And we're married.
And we got her.
We got her.
We locked her the fuck down.
No, I don't. Know how she feels. She might have regrets.
She's just like, I just dread coming home.
She's like, she calls improv parties date night.
There was such good food at that place. Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk about the whole celebrity I almost said make a wish. What's it called? The thing where that hall pass.
That's my whole career. Oh, let's just give her this.
She's probably on the way out.
Celebrity hall pass, like. Like if we met a celebrity, yeah. Could we?
Yeah.
Well, she thinks Queen Latifah is like the most gorgeous, coolest, sexiest celebrity, and I'm afraid for them to meet.
Oh, because Queen Latifah would probably have the game to absolutely
she totally
swoop
would
anyone
and
out
I
from
would
under.
Look like a fucking loser. I'd be like, yeah, what are
I
you
get it.
Do? I get it.
I'm gonna go and watch Chicago and cry.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Or have you not? Have you met her? Are you friends?
Never met her. Try to avoid her at all costs. I'm kidding. I've never met her, but I'm sure she's lovely. But yeah, Jax. I'm not saying I'm giving her a hall pass, but that would be Jax's hall pass.
I
was like, the problem is you. Like, I think you would want to be with her. Like, it wouldn't just be like a one-night stand. I go, well, one-night stand, okay, I can maybe get past that. But not, I go, I think you'd really be into her and leave me.
The sitcom would be, though, that, like, yes, Jax falls in love with Queen Latifah, but then Queen Latifah's like, yo, you got to get your girl out of my backyard.
Yeah. That'd great, be- great movie.
I don't know.
I only have eyes for my wife.
Good answer. Good answer. Does she listen to everything you do?
No.
Okay.
No, she could end up listening to this. But I don't know. She knows, I think, like as far as, like, a beautiful woman, she knows, like, I joke about it on the radio, Jennifer Aniston, Sandra Bullock, Charlize Theron, these are my gals.
Okay, not a Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Okay.
And these ladies are older than me, but yeah. I don't care. I think they're gorgeous.
And they also are stunning. But mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, at their peak, like, sitcom era, mm-hmm. they were, like, I mean, the girls of Friends were, like, flawless creatures.
Yeah, but Jax feels about Charlize the way I feel, too, so we agree on this.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Charlize,
I mean,
if you're listening.
I don't think we have anything to offer Charlize. But we would go to Africa with her to do charity work or go on a safari. Yeah, she has a nonprofit.
I'm sure there's...
And we will volunteer and go.
If we have to get with Charlize. Okay, and then maybe the last part of, like, talking about your journey is, do you have any advice, I guess, actually, for, like, couples who want to be in a happy marriage?
Gosh, I mean, what would the advice be? I mean, you got to start with picking...
The right person.
It starts there. If you're, like, fighting all the time and driving each other crazy and just can't really see eye to eye on things, or if your morals don't line up, that's tricky. It's very hard to, like, compromise who you are as a person. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't
change
that
about somebody.
Either.
So what I liked about Jax early on was, I like being around you. We don't get tired of each other. We... obviously, we're not perfect. We fuss at each other. We have fights.
Yeah.
But it's not like a constant, right? It's not like an all-the-time thing. Our morals lined up. She feels very similar about approaching life, about handling conflict, about, you know, how do we behave as humans.
Yeah.
Those things are very much in alignment. So we're never veering off far from that when just approaching anything. Mm. We're very different, and, like, she's very clean and she's very set in her ways of, like, how this should be done, and I'm a beast and I spill things and I don't clean this, and, like, you know, you just walk past these clean clothes for the last 3 days, you can't put up, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that stuff's gonna be in any relationship. There are gonna be things that annoy the crap out of you about each other. But picking a person you can just be on a journey with is numero uno.
So if you've already picked, sorry, this doesn't apply to you.
If you've already picked and you're very unhappy.
Buyer's remorse.
I can't help you. I always had people say, you know, there's, like, little sayings that are helpful. Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And I'm like,
better place like everyone, honestly.
Everyone, everything. I always am like, I'd rather be happy. Do I really want to die on these hills?
No.
And so you have to sort of let stuff go and not dwell on it. You can't, like, if you're with a partner, like, you're in it to win it, do you really want to, like, hold their feet to the fire constantly about this? You know what I mean? Like,
I do, but
what does it do? You know, like, I listen to some people, some of these, we have some people we know that love drama and get in the weeds in this stuff. And I'll listen to it and just like, who cares?
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, you gotta just like let things go. So I'm a believer of like not just like dwelling on things and making and like punishing people and. I don't know. I think that's helpful.
You're like big picture and like don't sweat like if you like get outside the lines a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause everybody does. And cause you know, we'll joke like, you know, what if, you know, she like, what if I had, you know, kissed Queen Latifah? I go, I'm not going to end our marriage over that, you know? But
you
please,
might unfollow
but don't,
Queen Latifah.
But don't.
She's like, well, what if I ate her out?
Oh,
what
God. That's a whole different ballgame. You can't hold people in this, like, we don't have an open thing by any means. But, you know.
It's case by case.
Yeah. I'm just like.
Play it by ear.
Let's just be normal humans,
have sex with Queen Latifah. Okay. This is.
I don't even know if that answered your question.
I don't know either,
I'm
honestly.
Too busy drinking Celsius.
Celsius has you cross-eyed.
I don't know. My point is, there's no magic sauce.
Oh, I love sauce. And I don't mean the man-made kind. I just mean a mayonnaise-based sauce.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that.
What?
I really thought
oh my God, everyone's looking at me like I'm
dirty.
Crazy. No, I just
No,
meant,
I'm a sauce gal
thank
too.
Thank you.
It's a lot of extra calories that none of us are supposed to be having.
I don't care.
Is always like, can you taste the food before you add sauce?
No.
And I go, no. Mm-mm. I know I want sauce.
First of all, it's dry. It looks dry as fuck.
I love sauce. I like slather everything in sauce.
Listen, I don't do drugs. I don't drink alcohol. I'm going
to
dip in some ranch.
You need to dip.
I'm going to get elbows deep in some ranch.
Yeah, I like. I'm into barbecue sauce right now.
Barbecue's great.
Yeah, like a tangy one.
Do you do a honey mustard?
Yeah, I love a honey mustard. I went to Bojangles, which is a chicken biscuit place.
You took me there, I think.
Oh, I did. So I was in the Atlanta airport, and they have a Bojangles, and I had like a 3-hour labor. So I'm like, well, of course I'm going to Bojangles.
Of course.
I go to Bojangles. I do my order, and then I say I'd like honey mustard with that. And barbecue sauce, two sauces. Yeah. And she goes, we don't have either. I said, cancel my order.
What am I going to do?
This means nothing to me now.
How would I
How would I eat this? So I didn't eat it. Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. I'm a sauce gal.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
Similar happened to me. I went to Zanku Chicken.
Yeah.
They, like, for some reason didn't have, like, garlic sauce. The spread
that
holds the institution together.
Yeah, what'd
I was
you
like,
do?
Why is the sign on?
Yeah, yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Lock the doors.
We can't eat this. We can't possibly eat this.
I'm not here for your chicken, honey.
I know. When she's like, we don't have either sauce. She's like, I'm like, what?
You leave your one and only Yelp review ever.
And I'm like, Bojangles always has a giant line, and that day it didn't. I'm telling you, I bet it's because of the sauce.
Damn. Yeah. For this second to last segment, we'll do one sex in the news. And did you hear about this thing that went viral? Places girls refuse to be taken to on a first date. Does that
good
ring a bell?
Good for them. I haven't
heard
this.
No, not
good
for
them. Good for them.
Not good for them. This is the one
I will not go to. And then,
see if you agree. Do you want to see?
Yeah, I want to hear.
But let's hold on your answer.
Okay.
Because the number one, Cheesecake Factory.
Well, we disagree. Because Cheesecake Factory, you should want someone to take you there because it's delicious. Zach and I both agree on our love for the Cheesecake Factory.
I would be okay being proposed to
now here
at a Cheesecake Factory.
Honestly, yes. And here's how you know you found your person. If you go to the Cheesecake Factory, you order the avocado egg rolls, and then whatever entree you want.
Yeah.
And then you're full, though, because you've eaten all the bread and the pumpernickel,
oh my
all
God,
the stuff.
The bread.
You're full. And then the person says to you, we should order a cheesecake, a piece of cheesecake.
A full cheesecake.
To go. No. To go. I'm going to get you a piece of cheesecake to go. Go.
You're going
to
want it later.
I'm
married.
I would marry that person.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is very special and true and poignant.
And I don't, but this is more of the fat part of me coming out than the romance.
Listen, food and romance inextricably connected.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number two, Applebee's.
I don't like Applebee's, so that's fine.
Never.
No, it's not for me.
I
unless they
school,
want me to be in a commercial like Celsius.
Our new Celsius
tea. I can be bought. This Celsius peach
apple
vibe is so good.
Chili's.
Well, you know how I love Chili's. That's number three of places not to go.
Yeah. I mean, I have a list in front of me of 28 things.
This poll was done with people that live in Los Angeles.
I might agree with that, actually.
This was not someone
this is not
that grew up in the Midwest or the South, because in many cities, Chili's and Cheesecake Factory are the nicest restaurants. And if a man is taking, or a woman, whatever, a person to one of these restaurants, this is a big night out.
Totally.
So these bougie bitches are wrong.
You ready for a curveball?
Yeah.
Chipotle.
Okay, that's not romantic enough. Cheesecake Factory is at least a waiter.
So you agree that Chipotle first date would be unacceptable?
That's bad, yeah.
I'm still on board, but
no, that's like you're in a relationship. We're already
it's
dating.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. We don't want to cook.
No sweat. No sweatpants.
We're in our sweats.
Yeah.
That's that. It's not a first date.
Olive Garden.
When you're there,
I'm back,
your
family. I'm back on board. Olive Garden was fancy birthday dinner for me growing
up. Again, there's a lot of places that don't have nice restaurants that just don't have access to it. So they need to, if they want an Italian meal, that's where you go.
And this is where it gets, we don't have to do all these, especially if you don't like this. But
I don't care.
The movies.
I like the movie.
I think it's a perfect first
date. Well, I'd like it as a date. I see where it's hard on a first date because you're not talking. You do want to get to know each other on a first date. I say third date. That's like a third date.
I say movie with the option to talk and get an app after. To like talk about the movie and get to know each other.
But you're on a first date. You are just kind of sitting. You don't know if you're vibing yet, like our peach vibe Celsius.
Oh, you love
you
that
don't
one.
Know if
you love that one.
You don't know if you're vibing yet. So you can't even like put your hand on each other. You're not there yet. It shouldn't be first date.
I've been touched on a first date in
a
movie
theater. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've been many things on a first date in a theater.
Did I tell you I went on a date with a married couple?
I knew you were in a relationship with someone
who was married, but I never met his husband.
But you
I went on a date
a
with both husbands.
Wow. Recently?
Uh-huh. 2 weeks ago.
You did not tell me this.
We went to a movie. Sorry,
first
list.
date and the Cheesecake Factory.
It was at the Grove, so the Cheesecake Factory was very close.
Okay, please tell us how this works. They pick you up. They pick you up.
We met at the Grove.
You met at the Grove,
but
and
we both parked on the seventh floor.
Shake hands, hug.
Later.
What? How does this
hug?
Happen? Hug.
Do a half hour walk around the Grove. Walk and talk.
You're in the middle.
For the most part.
Okay.
For the most part, uh-huh. They're flanking me like security guards.
Yeah.
One is my size. One's much bigger. And I do love a big little.
And are we more into one than the other?
The heightest in me likes the taller one.
Okay.
But that's because I, like most
you
people.
Aspire.
Yes, I want to be his height one day.
Picked up.
Most people, most people like, I think tall is cool.
Now, had you chatted with these guys online? How does
I
this even
matched
happen?
With both of them individually on Tinder.
And then they were like, I mean, technically, you match with both of us.
Yeah, you have to
Would
now, is
you
what
be
they said.
Into...
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Okay,
keep going. We're not done with the date.
But we're not done. We haven't even started,
so
really.
So you've walked around the Grove.
Gotten to... Chatted. Been very adorable, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, of course.
You know. Go to the movie. I'm like, oh, I'm 12. But we had 12, 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, why don't you sit in the middle?
Of course, because... Yeah. They're both going to want to be stroking your
okay,
knee,
you would
your
wait
knee,
for
your
okay.
Knee.
10 minutes in the movie, little one goes, "Can I put my hand on your leg?"
I knew it.
And I go, "Yes,
okay,
you can."
You guys get right to it.
Did it, put it, and so now my right leg is getting a massage.
Uh-huh.
And then I took tall guy's hand and put it on my other leg. And now my other legs. So I got two man hands on me.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, I got free hands.
You're like a sex toy. You're like their prize.
I'm two shiny new holes. No, so we did that. And then after the movie, which was great, my legs have never been more tenderized in my life. Mm-hmm.
No one tried to touch Wiener.
No.
Okay.
We are classy. Going.
Yeah. We're on a classy triple date. Triple.
So we were both parked on, all of us were parked
Did
on.
Did you go to Chili's and eat a triple chipper?
So y'all I'm not saying that until I get the sponsorship.
Okay. Y'all were all parked on the same.
So we go up there. It's after movie hour, so it's like empty. Made out with one. Turned around, made out with the other. Turned around, made out with the other. Turned around, made out with the other. Turned around, made out with the other.
Oh my God.
It was so cute.
This doesn't seem real. And then one just stood there and watched while you made out.
And then I turned around.
And you decided when to turn around, or they were flipping you around? Was this like a foosball table?
I'm on a bar just being spun. They put me on a lazy Susan and just fucking spin me around the parking
That's what
structure.
It seems like.
No, I was in control.
You were in control. I'll turn when I feel, when like, I feel it. Like it. How did you know when to turn?
We have impeccable timing, us comics.
Okay.
I gave each of them about 30 seconds.
And just kissing.
Yeah. I mean, they grabbed my butt, but that's...
Uh-huh.
When you make out with Zach, butts on the table.
Butts on the table. We knew this. Tower bottom. So what now?
We're going on a second... We're having a second date.
A second thruffle.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
God, have y'all ever met anyone like Zach? I know. That's why we love you. Because...
I'm a slut.
The freedom. I admire your freedom. Mm-hmm. I could never do it. But I like to live vicariously through. I don't want to be on a triple date. This seems like a lot to
but
me.
But it's interesting to you.
But it's interesting to me for sure.
I think I'm going to thrive because
of
they
course.
Get to have...
Obviously.
I'm going to continue thriving because they get to have their married intimate thing that they treasure and value. And I get to just jump in and out and cause a ruckus and then leave.
That's what I was about to say. You will cause a ruckus because at some point one of them is gonna like you
Fall
more or you're gonna like
me.
One more and there's gonna be a little bit of like I saw you mm-hmm. called Zach mm-hmm. without you know
yeah,
it wasn't a it
chain.
Wasn't a family text.
Warren and the family thread.
Yeah, it was on. Yeah, it always gets a little dicey at some point.
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
No, you'll enjoy it. You'll be a little gay whirling dervish of makeouts,
you know,
and butt stuff.
They have dated though other guys before.
It's okay.
They were with one guy for a year.
Well, I mean, at least they've had some practice. Maybe they worked out some of the kinks.
And Lord knows I got my practice.
Yeah. Well, at least you are the what does help is that you're not looking for a relationship. I think it gets tricky too when the one person's we need to be
if
together.
I wanted, like intimacy with one of them.
Yeah,
of course not.
That would be
God
hard.
Forbid that ever happens.
So you don't want that. Well, I can't wait to see how this unfolds.
You're gonna fold and unfold me like a pretzel.
Oh my God, this one.
I can say it on my show.
Yeah, you can.
But I really do thank you for doing the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do we have time to do
Why don't you do one
we'll do
email.
One thought and prayer.
Okay. Can I use my office is the headline of this. Hey, Zach, I love the show. I love you getting these comedians to talk about usually TMI subjects in such a fun way.
Uh-huh.
This is where we're going to have you AI saying, like, touch her titties.
Yeah, because I'm not doing TMI.
I have a mundane question to
ask. I'm a lady.
But it's a fight I just got into with my girlfriend. So we live together, and we have a spare bedroom that I use as an office.
Mm-hmm.
She got home late last night and wanted to sleep in the spare bedroom because she got home after hanging with her friend. Anyway, I wake up in the morning to do my routine and walk into my office around 8 a.m., she's awake, but laying in bed. I tell her I'm going to start working. And she says, so what if I was asleep? You would just come in and work and not be considerate that I'm sleeping? But she wasn't sleeping. She basically was telling me I should respect her space and just take the laptop and go somewhere else to work. I told her I need my two screens. She went on to say she needed some me time and I should respect that. At this point, I'm getting annoyed. She said she wanted some me time, and I said maybe she could go to our bedroom or the living room. Mind you, she doesn't work on Fridays. Was I really not being that considerate? It's not like I came busting through the door loudly. I was quiet, and she was awake. Should I have just taken my laptop out of my office?
Well, she has a they have a bedroom that she could be sleeping in.
This is actually kind of one of those hills that you wouldn't want to die on.
I know. You're like, do I really want to fight about this?
I would end the relationship over this. That is
why you're not in a relationship.
Bitch, get out of my office. That is what I have to say. Get out of my office.
I mean, sometimes partners do that kind of stuff to sort of test each other. They're like, I'm going to see if he's going to get mad. Or, I don't know if it's some man or woman. Yeah, I mean, you know, she's being a little inconsiderate treating that. I mean, well, it's tough because it's not his. Is it a he? I don't know.
I don't know. There.
It's their office.
I think it's a classic man woman. Oh, no, it's.
Yeah.
Classic man woman.
Classic man woman. The straights are fighting.
Ugh. They have everything.
So, like, she's probably trying to be like, this is not just your room.
Oh, flexing.
She's flexing
territory.
A little bit. Yeah.
I don't like when people put up these, like, little, like, mini tests. You kind of touched on
feels
that.
Feels like a mini test.
I'm going to, like, see. And it's like, don't. Why? Like, why?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would say that, like, I mean, in my house, I just have an office, so I just go to it.
Okay. Brag.
So
I have three offices. I just...
If they could just get another room, I think this would solve
get a
everything.
House? I don't know what you're talking about.
To me, it feels like it's one of those life things where it's not about the room. There's something else. There's some little tit. She's poking a little bit for some reason.
Can I ask you the book one?
Because yeah,
I think you might have
that.
A take on it. Okay, so the book one is their partner doesn't read books. Like, they've ordered books, the books are in the presence, but they do not read books.
Yeah.
And they're starting to become unattracted to them.
Well, I don't really have time to read books lately.
So it's a time thing?
But I graduated summa cum laude.
Whoa!
And I'm not a... I'm not kind of a book gal.
Come loudly.
No, that's not what I graduated with. So, I don't think a person's reading books is indicative of their
intelligence,
in my opinion. 'Cause
okay.
My mom can read like a book every like 3 days. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was like that too. And it is belaboring to me to read a book.
Oh, sure.
I get... very distracted.
Bogged down.
Because that's a little bit of my ADD. I can't pay attention. And so it's not a pleasurable experience for me. Occasionally I'll read like a biography.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
But I just can't get into it.
Too much paper.
And Jax likes books. She reads books. And if she were to be like, I'm not attracted to you because you don't like books, I would think that was weird.
Okay. You're also wildly famous.
That helps.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care. She's not impressed by that. But I'm just saying, you can be a person that loves books, mm-hmm. and to you, that can be very important. I mean, if you're saying that's a deal breaker for you, that's an extreme deal breaker.
Sure.
Some people just don't like books, but that does not mean that they're not smart.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. That one was actually from Queen Latifah.
All right.
We do have a thing, but it's not even on here because I don't think you would do it anyway, the montage, where we have our celebrity guest join the montage.
Oh, God. I'm too famous for that.
I know, but I thought, what if you were like on the sidelines as a sex coach?
What does that mean?
Like, get in there. Come on. You got it.
All right. You got Flipper. It. You got it, Sheila. How about
I think
that
can go in there.
You got it, Sheila.
Right?
Take one for the team. And
it's a lesbian who's having sex with a man.
Oh, no. Poor Sheila.
I think that it will actually be beautiful in the montage because it'll stand out. It'll be very heartwarming.
Good.
Thank you so much. People probably already follow you, but how can they support you?
So I'm on tour. You can go to fortunefamester.com for tickets. I'm everywhere. You're going to be with me. I don't know when this airs. Our shows are already sold out in Kansas. I mean, St. Louis and Louisville. But Kansas City, there are tickets. That's coming up after Thanksgiving. Grand Rapids and Royal Oak, Michigan. I got a lot of dates in Florida for them, for them folks in Florida after Christmas. Going to St. Petersburg, Orlando, Jacksonville, and New Year's Eve in West Palm Beach.
Stop. What a fun way to spend New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you can either be with Trump or me, but not
those
together.
Those are the only two options. Do you have an opener for that one already?
Yeah, Caitlin.
Okay, cool.
But you're going to be doing Denver with me.
I know.
Me.
That's so exciting.
We just added a second show at the Paramount.
Oh, good.
Oh, they must not have told you.
They didn't tell me.
We have two shows that night.
Money.
But we're we just added a ton of dates for 24. L.A., Toronto, Milwaukee.
Incredible.
All these places.
Yeah, fortunepmster.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
And before I go, you know what makes me really horny? When people subscribe and review this podcast. So do that now.